You just heard of the recent shooting and all those people killed uselessly. But nobody reported how even at that time somebody was doing something supernaturally good to save a dozen lives, getting people saved, born again, healed, and filled with the Holy Ghost. It wasn't on national news, but heaven knows. Amen? Copy this. You know, back in the 70s and all that, and we had the, what was those things called in your car? CBs. And, you know, you talk. You copy, and I guess y'all still have that stuff in your trucks. So copy this. 1 John 1:7, King James. How am I going to do this? How am I going to be a copycat of God and not one of darkness? See, you don't want to have anything to do with darkness. Darkness is the devil. Darkness is sin. Darkness is wrong, trying to pretend it's right. Darkness is deception. Darkness is evil. And you don't want to copy any of that. The Bible says, just say it, rather reprove the evil works of darkness. But if we walk in the light, everybody say light, as he is in the light, say light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood, say blood, of Jesus his son cleanses us from all sin. Say all. All. What's Bishop's favorite statement? How much of Houston is all? Amen. Do you want to be sin free? If you want to be sin free, raise your hand. Wave. Amen. Then again, I say copy this. I want to paraphrase it and change it to an imperative sentence. And the last time, I'm going to make a statement. I'm telling you, the word says walk in the light as he is what? In the light. Have fellowship one with another. I go around mad with people, upset with people, carrying the weight of anger, carrying the weight of strife, weighting you down, making your body sick, making other folks sick. Walk in the light as he is in the light. Have fellowship one with another. And then we make this statement. When you do that, the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Will you take a good cleansing? Will you take a good purging? Will you get rid of the sin in your life? Will you live for God and be a copycat of the creator of creators, Jesus Christ, our Lord? Shout hallelujah and say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's read it again. 1:17. But if you walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. That's why you should be a copycat. Walk around clean. Have you ever worked all day? And maybe it's summertime now, and those of you who are going to the field, and you work all day, and you're dirty, and you're musty, and you're sweaty, and you can hardly wait to get home to get a shower, and then you feel, oh, I'm so clean. Amen? Well, that's just an analogy for what the blood of Jesus does for your spirit, man. Does for your life in Christ when you become, say, copycat. Copy Jesus and be free from sin. Now hear this with your heart. This is the meat of the word today. I want you to hear it with your heart. Listen to what God is saying to you. I'm going to read Ephesians 5, 1 and 2 from several translations. And I want you to listen to see if you are copying what God says. It's all the same, but it's said a little bit different, which might give you this extra ump, this extra push forward, this extra urge to live for Jesus. Amen. I meant to have Gail to sing that song, and I didn't get to it, that I have decided to follow Jesus. That's what being a copycat of God is. I have decided to follow Jesus. Amen. Now, I would sing it. You know, I will sing it. Amen. No. Ephesians 5:2 in the Amplified Classic. You know, they have so many different translations. They have Amplified Regular now, and then they have the Classic. Amen. Well, this is the Classic. Therefore, be imitators, copycats, of God. Actually, this is where I got the title from. Therefore, be imitators of God. Copy him and follow his example. Now, this is the word of God to you. Say to me. Tell your neighbor, to you too. As well-beloved children, imitate the Father and walk in love, esteeming and delighting in one another. I can't stand him, her. I hate to see him coming, blah, 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 blah. Stop the mumbling and grumbling under your breath. I may not hear it. He might not hear it, but God hears, sees, and knows all. Can you say amen? Can you shout hallelujah? And walk in love, esteeming and delighting in one another as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. Sister Hamilton mentioned, she said, I gave up that hour. I'm done. I'm tired. I'm ready to go in the house. But I listened because she needed to talk. She needed help. She needed the word of God. A slain offering, a sacrifice to God for you so that it became a, say, sweet fragrance. I want you to remember that now. It was a what? Sweet fragrance. That means it smelled good, right? To God's nostril. Amen? With whom are you angry or holding a grudge? Go ahead. Copycat Father God and forgive that person. I raise your hand to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, by faith, I forgive. Say, from my spirit. Because my mind and my flesh doesn't want to. But from my spirit, I forgive. At 11:26, on June 2nd, 2019, I forgave. And you name that person or that situation. Go ahead and forgive now. And all that they don't want to do, you just let God take care of it. You just keep on walking. It says what? The straight and narrow. Walking what? The straight and narrow. Keep on walking the what? Straight and narrow. Keep on walking in love. Keep on walking in what? Love. Even as Christ has loved us. What if God got mad with us every time we did something wrong? You know, we did that with our children, and some of you probably doing it with your children, and we get upset with them, and we get mad with them, and we jump all over them and remind them a thing they did 50 years ago, and they're not even that old. God doesn't do that. He forgets it, and he said, come on now. I don't care what you did yesterday. Tomorrow is bright. Now is the time. Now is the time. Move forward. Shout hallelujah.